want to end with a worship song. And I'd just like to invite everyone that's here, as this family stands up here, I'd like you to invite you to come up and shake their hand, give them a hug, and say, welcome to this part of the earth. You are so welcome here. And I'm going to ask the ushers, and if they want to involve some of the children, to bring some of the food items we want to give them, just bring them to the front. And I put a pail over here. If you'd like just to put a cash donation, we're just going to use this for a bucket there. You can put some cash in there that we'll just give them as a personal love gift, in addition to whatever food we will present to them as well. So please this morning give a great big welcome to Sarish as she shares her story.
Good morning, dear brother and sister in Christ. I'm Sarish, my husband Moon, my son Elijah. We are so happy today. We are here by the grace of God. And thank you so much for the opportunity given to us. We are sharing our story, our faith testimony. Even though our lives filled with the deep troubles, trials, but God always sustained us. He gave us abundance of blessings, and He did so many miracles in our life. God made a way. That's why we are here. We are safe. We are alive. Or we can say we are in safe hands. We are so thankful to God. We get more, we think. He gave us more than we asked. Freedom is a very big blessing. Now we are free, spending our life without any fear. The scripture, always the word of God, give me strength. If you remain in me, my words remain in you. Whatever you ask, you wish, it will turn for you. We spent 13 years in fearful life, fear of losing life, fear of arresting, poverty, hunger, loneliness, hated hurts, discrimination, persecution, false accusation, harassment, sexually abused, pain. We suffered in all. I grew up in a Muslim family. It's a religious Muslim family. My mother was a Christian lady. I and my mother faced a lot of bad experiences. They cursed my mother, Christian bitch, untouchable. It is forbidden to eat with her. They mistreated with me and my mother. Verbally, physically. I had been sexually harassed in my childhood. When I was 15, I wanted to get to know about Christians. Who's Christ? What is his personality? Because Muslims said the Christians are disbelievers. They don't have their own holy book. They're written by themselves. They relate a person with Allah, that Jesus is the Son of God. They are infidels. When I was 19, I got started as nursing training in Christian organization. There I secretly started Bible study, and I developed my faith in Christ. And all things were same in Quran. I deeply felt, how could it possible that book came first? That is fake and Quran is true. Then I awared the spiritual light and the right path and the glorious Father. But one day when my family relatives, they got know I'm studying Christianity, they stopped my study and decided to forcefully marry with my paternal cousin, who was illiterate and older than me. I wasn't agree to marry with him. If I argue, they will kill me. I was totally helpless. I was praying with my broken heart, crying and begging to God, "Oh Savior, Lord, help me." That night, God revealed on me. I said, "God, please save me out. Take me out from this trouble. Show me the way. Do any miracle in my life." During my prayer, I bowed down and I slept. I saw an angel, looks like a Jesus. Yeah, that was Jesus. He came to me and said, "Oh, my beloved child, don't be afraid. Hold my hand and I'll be with you." Suddenly I woke up. I could feel the Holy Spirit around me. The next day, I left my home. Before one day of my marriage, I went to my friend's home. I stayed a few hours at her place. And when her father came, he felt unseemly. He quickly informed my family. I got scared. I ran away from their place. I spent whole night at the bus stop. That was the winter night. I was alone and so scared from street dogs. Was barking on me. I was continually praying to God. God was with me. He kept me safe. I kept myself under the table. Early morning, I went to the Christian organization. They provided me a shelter. They were working on women's rights. I stayed there for 4 months. During that time, my family relatives were looking me. They were finding me everywhere. They wanted to kill me. Because in Muslims, if women spend one night outside from home, they will definitely kill her. In short, I moved to my grandparents, my maternal grandparents' home. I stayed with them 1.5 years in different places. Meanwhile, my grandparents and my maternal relatives received life-threatening calls from my relatives. Somehow, my paternal relatives got know I'm staying with my grandparents. They filed a police case against them. But my grandparents didn't give me in their interest. God always saved me from their hands. During the time I stayed with my grandparents, God blessed me. He touched me. He changed my life. He used me. I secretly served in my grandparents' home church and ministry because I couldn't do openly. God changed my life totally. I got baptized in 2008. I started my new life in Christ. He filled my life with rejoice and blessings. I faced so many difficulties in my life, every stage in my life, because I knew that is not so easy to stay continuing faith. As God said, my way is narrow as an uncompressed path. In 2009, October, when I came back to Lahore, my city, from my graduation exams, my paternal cousin, he kidnapped me. He brutally beaten me. He raped me every day. I lost my honor, my living hope. I couldn't bear my pain. Wanted to die. He renewed my life. I spent almost a month in slavery. He treated me so badly. I was so miserable condition. I was so hungry. I was so hungry. So thirsty. He didn't give me enough food to eat. He offered me to his urine to drink. He cut my tail, my hairs. I just cut my waist. I might haven't that words I can tell you about my pain. I pray to God, please release me or either give me death. But God kept me alive and give me chance to flee. I remember the God's word. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Shortly, I recovered from my big surgery because of my appendix rupture and sexually abused. I saw my death very closely, but God healed me. He saved my life and gave me a second chance to live. So thankful for the precious gift of life I have now. Moon was the person who saved my life, and he wanted me to protect from my paternal relatives. He decided to get married with me, but my problems wasn't end there. When I got married with Moon several times, my paternal relatives got find us, attacked on us to kill us. I lost my two babies before birth because Muslim didn't want anyone embrace to Christianity. 7 years we spent refugees' life in our own country. We didn't have any home. We couldn't go to church regularly, but we continually praying to God, and God was protecting us. God said, "Be faithful with me even to the death." We moved many different places because Muslim mullahs, the extremists, they accused of blasphemy against us. We were persecuted by the fundamental groups. We were escaping from our relatives. The final storm came our life when police issued our arrest warrants. We were in highly danger, wasn't possible to stay there. The time Pastor John and Pastor Yusuf and I from our church, they support us. They arrange money for us and they send us to Thailand. We face so many problems, difficult circumstances in Thailand as well, being an illegal immigrant. Life was so hard. Has no right to do work. Fear from authorities to get arrested. We suffered by hunger. We lived our life in poverty. Neglected, hated from people. Several years we spent our life in a single room. I never can even forget the time we had nothing to eat. We just eat once or twice a day. We had nothing. A milk for my baby. I remember the day. The whole day, whenever he asked me the milk, I just gave him a simple water. My husband found a work to get some earning money, but he got arrested many times. We paid bribe to the police, and once he got arrested, and he stayed 3 days in a police station. God sent a person as a messiah who released him and other five Pakistanis too. In Thailand, people got arrested many years ago, and they still are in detention center. And some got deported and sent back to their countries. My husband's half family, they got arrested and they deported back to the Pakistan, where Moon's youngest brother, he passed away. My son always afraid from police wherever he saw. Time was so hard in our life. We were traumatized, disappointed, helpless, hopeless. But God's words always encouraged, give us strength, peace, and patience. We are so thankful to the Lord God Savior. He's so faithful, Father. We are so grateful to our sponsorship group and those who were continually praying for us. and give us a new life. We can see the God's love in all of you peoples. So kind and so caring. Please, I have a humbly prayer request. Please do remember our families in your prayers. They are in Thailand. They are suffering the same thing we suffered. So many difficulties and circumstances. Maybe my English is not so really good to understand that, but I try my best. Thank you so much, and God bless you all. Thank you.
I'd like to ask the worship team just to come back, please. And they're going to lead us in a song. We're very blessed this morning that this is the first congregation that this family has shared within Canada. And we have heard the story. If you would like, if you didn't pick up the entire story, there's just five pages here, and we can make copies of this available if you'd like to get the story in written form and take it home with you. But as the worship team leads us, I'm going to just, you know, remove this pulpit here and just encourage anyone to this congregation just to form a line here and personally shake their hand, give them a hug, welcome them, and we'll ask the ushers to bring the food items to the front. And remember, we've got a pail over here. If you'd like to put in a contribution in there, this is just to help them, encourage them. Over and above, there's no income tax receipts, anything. Just bless this family and receive them as we receive Christ. For Jesus said, I was a stranger and you took me in. Let's be like Jesus this morning. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your hearts. Let's stand up and let's form a line and welcome them personally. Yeah. Amen.